Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Before your eyes, there it flies. DeVos is now confirmed Secretary of Department of Education. That's what kind of day it is, folks. It is a special kind of day. It is my kind of day. America wins. It is that kind of day. And I hope it's your kind of day, too. Because I hope that she does the right thing, having been elected as Secretary of the Department of Education. I hope she does what Piglet said to Pooh when Pooh says, "What day is it today?" Piglet squeaked, "It's the day we burn this motherfucker to the ground." "My favorite day," answered Pooh. "My favorite day. So let her burn this motherfucker to the ground." And to all you nasty ass liberals out there on the left, who plan on going out and tearing up the town, have at it, bitches. Riot. Burn shit. Throw garbage cans through bank windows. Have a field day. I hope the police are done tolerating your shit. I hope they club you like baby seals. I hope they use pepper spray like it was a participation trophy. I hope they get you in confined spaces and use sting ball grenades. I hope they use 4-foot hickory riot batons on your ass and to club you, because it is better to club liberals than it is sandwiches. And when they're done clubbing your ass like baby seals, I hope they take your pelts. I've always wanted a coat made not of seal skin, but of liberal skin. Your anarchist tattoos will look great stretched out over my lamp. You dumb shits don't quite understand it, but you're never going to be employed when you get arrested and you get convicted for rioting and destruction of property and all the rest that comes with your actions. You will be worthless in the job place for a decade at least. And then you'll go back out and you'll be protesting for $15 an hour minimum wage. And you morons don't understand that if minimum wage is $15 an hour, what do you think that does to the cost of a hamburger, to the cost of a loaf of bread, to the cost of a gallon of milk? Because anybody who does a minimum wage job, like stocking shelves, preparing burgers, getting your fries, it raises the cost of all of that. So those of you that think you'll be living like king shit will just be living like shit once again. The only thing is, SEIU, the big purple Barney-like dinosaur union that tells you they'll be helping you out, they won't be helping you out at all. They'll be helping themselves to your paycheck while you're in a higher tax bracket, while you're no longer eligible for EBT and all the other money the government gives you. You'll be what we conservatives have been telling you for years. You will be eligible for a certain government benefit known as FUCKED, because you will have fallen for the liberal game plan completely, because you're ignorant, you're stupid, and you think you're smarter than we are, and they will have used you and abused you and left you by the wayside. And what's worse is they won't call you in the morning. Now, let's talk to the real people that are out there. Those of you on the right who are tired of the liberals destroying your town, destroying your businesses, and destroying what's left of the fabric of America. It's time for us to do what the police won't do. Because our mayors, county commissioners, city commissioners are twat waffles. They, when lined up together to take their annual photographs, look like what hangs out of an Arby's sandwich. Yep, they look like giant twat waffles. They're big Vagisaurus erectuses. Our chat room's open. If you got something to say, let it hang out. We got a guest call-in number. It's also the same number for you liberal pieces of monkey fuck. It is 657-383-1757. That's 657-383-1757. Bang a gong, let's get it on. It is time for the right to start crushing liberalism via counter-protests. And the only way that can be done is to hit the streets, folks. We have to take our country back. We cannot let these liberal anarchists get out there and crush free speech, crush the voice of people like Milo and Culture and others. Whether you agree with what they have to say or not, you cannot let the left, the fascists on the left, who are willing to destroy property, who are willing to set fires and commit acts of violence and assault people to keep them from attending these events, continue to do so. It's Hitleresque, it's wrong, and it cannot be allowed. Not in a country that is based on the freedom to express your ideas and express yourself. Now, when these people butt themselves up against police lines and the police are in front of them, we can have our fun. We can get behind them and squeeze them. We can string a cable ankle high across the road, secure on both sides, so that when they retreat, they fall on their faces. And the police can arrest them because they can't run. The police can beat them because they cannot run. The police can have their way with them, pepper spray them, do whatever they would like, because, well, brutality is the fun side of law enforcement. I know. I used to be able to do it. And trust me, it feels good when some leftist twat waffle has been spitting on you and calling you everything but a white man to play a little catch up when you have the opportunity. The other thing that you can do when they've been pushing against the police lines is to remember back to National Lampoon's Animal House and behind them lay out a bunch of marbles and ball bearings. And when they turn to flee, oopsie. Once again, down they go. And let the good times roll. Most restaurants leave grease barrels out back. Grab a couple friends, throw one in the back of your pickup. Slide on in behind these liberal pieces of puke and dump that behind them. All over the street. It's a slick mess. They can't run. And just for a little fun, take a can of Aquanet and a lighter, turn that into a flamethrower, and set that shit ablaze. Fire, according to Richard Pryor, is inspirational. Let's see how inspirational it is for the leftists when all of a sudden that grease has run up between their ankles and you let it on fire. And they have their choice between pushing on into the police gauntlet or waiting for the flames to catch up with them. We're just helping out our brothers in blue so that they can club the left like they deserve to be. You see, folks, all you have to do is ask yourself, what would Machiavelli do? Well, he'd do anything he damn well please. That's right. Anything he damn well pleased. Ask yourself what Nancy Pelosi would do. Once again, she'd do anything she damn well pleased. She's been doing anything she damn well pleased for her entire career. She is a reptilian creature. She is seen as some sort of life-giving deity to be worshipped by the batshit crazy, batshit insane on the left. She is the one who wrote the lines, "Dead, I am the life, dig into the skin, knuckle crack the bone, 21 to win. Dead, I am the dog. Hound of hell, will you cry? Devil on your back, I can never die." The leech, the blood-sucking nymphomaniac who screws the American taxpayer without mercy on a daily basis, morphing from a flesh-frozen demon with an unbreakable smile to a Catholic taking sacrament while demanding that the government fund the killing of black babies through planned eugenics at Margaret Sanger's Planned Parenthood daily to keep her forever young as she munches upon the souls of the unborn, in defiance of God and the Pope, to a saintly grandmother trying to help the poor vis-a-vis the Affordable Care Act. Nancy Pelosi is a demon too evil for anyone mortal to take on alone. Pelosi is loyal to all that is evil and anti-American, and thanks to Guccifer 2.0, we the people have a glimpse into the evil that the Democrats and Pelosi are involved in. go to knowledge or go to no freedom, no love, WordPress.com and find out. That's KNOW, freedom, KNOW, love.wordpress.com and read about her and Gavin Newsom and the evil that they are, the wickedness that they are, because they are the nasty twins. Now let's get down to business. We are the conservative. We are the constitutionalists. And we need to control the streets. We can't have these little blebs, these little pukes out running around destroying shit because these little SWAT pussies are afraid or have not been unleashed by their chiefs to go out and play whack the crap out of these lawless anarchists. We must interaction with boldness. I mentioned the cables, the marbles, the ball bearings, the grease. There is so much more that we can do. We have our empty Merlot bottles, our empty Shiraz bottles, our empty Zinfandel bottles. Well, we can put a little Tide in them, a little Vaseline in them, a little gasoline in them, and a rag. Oh, have a drink on me, Mr. Molotov cocktail, and toss it just behind the crowd so it sprays into them as if it were napalm, because it sticks to these protesting kids. Now remember, this is all a joke. Meant for entertainment purposes and not to be actually done. Humor, my friends, is what Warhammer Radio is all about. Ha ha, hee hee, ho ho. But interaction with boldness. A leader must move with nothing less than absolute confidence. The bolder the action, the better. It is by the greatness of the action that the enemy no longer sees the lie. The sheer audacity of the lie in the action makes it more convincing. The audacity creates fear and thus becomes power. And with power, anyone can do the impossible. Once hesitant, a person is no longer in power and thus no longer in control. A leader cannot lead with maybes and I thinks. Hesitation only creates gaps wherein the enemy can intervene. A half heart digs a deep grave. Confront the enemy. Confront them with all your might. Photograph them. Claim to have identified them. Call upon their bullshit and run off the anarchists. Tell them the police are coming, and they're coming with live ammunition this time, and that they will be dead. And you are here from the mortuaries to take their bodies for the funerals and ask if they're carrying ID so their next of kin can be notified. Wear suits. Wear dresses. Dress nicely. Be professional. You will scare the shit out of them. In May 1925, five successful scrap businessmen were invited to buy the Eiffel Tower from the government with reason that its maintenance costs were too high, and they liked the idea. It liked it so much that they bid for the tower for scrap. The person who set up this scam actually asked for the bribe from each scrap company individually, which made the deal more believable and put the businessmen in relief. Not only did one of the businessmen bribe the official, he also put up 250,000 francs to purchase the Eiffel Tower to scrap it. That's a bold lie, but one that was believed by five of the smartest businessmen in France. You too can have fun with these emotional leftists. We've seen them crying, screaming, acting out emotionally. Order yourself some cards from Vista. Show up dressed professionally. Say you're from the funeral company and you want to be prepared, since the police are coming with live ammunition and you want to take care of them appropriately. Make sure they're carrying appropriate ID. That will scare the shit out of them and they will leave. Be creative. Be smart. Keep your hands clean when doing dirt. Men and women who have risen to power all have something in common: clean hands. Watch The Godfather and view it as a training film. Know that you need to have others sometime act for you and appear as scapegoats. When you ask for help, appeal to people's self-interest, never to their mercy or gratitude. Work on their hearts and minds. And never go past the mark that you're aiming for. In victory, learn when to stop. Always conceal your intentions. Disdain the things you cannot have. Ignoring them is the best revenge. And remember, you control this situation. We are the ones in charge. And we, through our counter-protesting with a group across the street, the police butting up against these pukes that are destroying property, present a united front. Law enforcement were cheering on. Counter-protesters with signs across the street, and our black ops people behind them, setting up the trap, the marbles, the ball bearings, the grease, the cabling, the flames. The shop owners in the neighborhood with shotguns bouncing the pellets into the pavement and up into their legs, driving them forward into the police, and then disappearing into the night with us not seeing a thing. All of this is good humor and pretend. So those of you from the government agencies listening, we'd never do this. We're just talking about, well, good fun, naturally. Just good fun. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, folks, we should counter-protest. We should hold our signs. We should hold our lines. And we should always have fun. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Yeah. I don't know if you can, but can you get an order for ONS? That's O-N-S Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out. And it's like a free-for-all here. And the owner should be able to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
Including